This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are continuing this week with our tafsir of Surah Al-Inshirah, or Surah Al-Sharah, or Surah Al-Amnashrah, whichever name you go with. All of these names are acceptable for this beautiful surah in the beautiful Quran, revealed to us by our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us some of the tools for dealing with the worries of this world. If you have worries, if you have anxiety, if you have depression, if you have sadness, if you have any of these things, we said, studying Surah Duha and Surah Inshirah teaches you the necessary tools to be able to cope and to overcome your problems. We looked at the first four verses of the surah last week, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how He relaxes our mind, and how He lifts the burden of people, and how when people stand up for the truth and they are attacked by others for it, Allah raises their status in the eyes of people. We now move on to the second half of the surah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with a very powerful statement. And this two verses of Surah Inshirah are two of the most famous verses in the Quran, which we quote over and over again whenever we know of someone who has a problem. The next two verses of Surah Al-Inshirah. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. So definitely, with hardship there is ease. Definitely, with hardship there is ease. Now this is a very beautiful, beautiful saying in the Quran. It has become a proverb to Muslims, something that we quote whenever someone is facing difficulty. And most of the time, we translate it as after difficulty comes ease. However, you know, that's not the correct translation. If you look at it carefully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fa. So, you know, so He's linking it to what He said before, that because of all the good that Allah has given you during this difficult time, understand that with the difficulty, there is ease. The word used here is ma'a. Ma'a means with, together. It refers to two things being together at the same time or in the same place. So when Allah says with the difficulty, there is ease, it means the ease and difficulty are there at the same time. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the particle of emphasis in this verse when He says inna. And He repeats it again. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Whenever you see this word inna in the Quran, whether it's إِنَّ أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرِ or إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ or إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا, this inna is for emphasis. It means definitely, without a doubt, this is the guarantee of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees and tells us, with the difficulty there is ease, definitely with the difficulty there is ease, repeating Himself again, it's repeated twice for emphasis. The inna is mentioned twice for emphasis. All of this means this is a guarantee from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when He puts you into a situation of difficulty to test you, with that difficulty, during that difficulty, while you are facing and experiencing that difficulty, you will experience ease as well. Why? How? Well, we can look at a few examples. For example, in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was facing the test of Makkah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him the companionship of his beloved wife Khadija radiallahu anha, and his uncle Abu Talib. And they were there to make the test easy for him. So with the difficulty of the test of Makkah came the ease of a wonderful wife and a loving uncle. So this is how during times of difficulty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us ease as well. You might find it happening in your own life that you are going through a period perhaps of unemployment. And it happens that during that period of unemployment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps you in other ways. Perhaps by sending some money your way. Perhaps by sending some good people into your life. Perhaps by taking away some of your financial responsibilities. You know, you'll find Allah's help comes in strange ways to make sure that the burden that you are facing, the test that you are facing, is not too much. And so whenever we are facing difficulties in our lives, we need to look around us. And you will find that there's also a lot of things to enjoy in life. That whenever you're facing difficulties, with that difficulty around you, there is ease as well. There is good as well. So this is the fifth and sixth verse of Surah Inshirah, Definitely, what difficulty comes is, we're going to take a break now. When we return, we'll continue with the tafsir of Surah Inshirah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are looking at the tafsir of verses 5 and 6 of Surah Al-Inshirah. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Fa inna ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al usri yusra. We mentioned this inna is there for emphasis, and the word ma'a means that it's at the same time. It's, you know, directly one after the other or at the exact same time. Now, interestingly, if you look at the Arabic grammar, and, you know, we have to go into Arabic grammar to understand the Quran well, because the Quran is in Arabic. Allah says, with the difficulty, there is ease. The word difficulty is mentioned in the definite case, that the difficulty, referring to one specific difficulty. While the word ease is indefinite, meaning many eases or more than one. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, definitely, whenever you face one difficulty, you will experience many eases. And there is a hadith to support this, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that no difficulty will overcome two periods of ease. No period of difficulty will overcome two periods of ease. Meaning, in this world, yes, Allah will test us. He will send difficulties our way. But the amount of good times we face in this world will be more than the amount of difficult times for the average person. Right, the ease will be more than the difficulty. And of course, this verse has a very powerful impact on our mindset, that when we face the difficulties of life, we face it with an optimistic view of the future, that soon, you know, after this difficulty, I'll face a longer period of ease. So if your difficulty is going on for 5 years, inshallah, you'll face 10 years of ease. If your difficulty is going on for 10 years, inshallah, you'll face 20 years of ease. If your difficulty went on your entire life, inshallah, you'll spend the entire afterlife in ease. Right? Whatever the difficulty is, there's always more ease. And that's why some of the scholars said the two periods of ease mentioned in this verse, one refers to ease in this world, the other refers to ease in the afterlife. Now, there's a very beautiful hadith related to this concept of where difficulty comes ease. And it's a very long hadith which deals with our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's one of the most important hadiths to understand, you know, if you want to get closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you want to stay strong during times of difficulty. This hadith can be found in An-Nawawi's 40 hadith number 19, narrated by Abdullah ibn Abbas. Now, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he was the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he was only 13 years old when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. However, he went on to become the greatest tafsir scholar amongst the Sahaba. So, you know, this hadith is narrated by him. It took place during the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we can understand he was either 10 or 11 years old when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him this advice. And the advice is as follows. An Abi Abbas radiallahu anhu qala, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, "Kuntu khalfa an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yawman." I was sitting behind the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day. Faqala, and he said, "Ya ghulam, O young boy, inni u'allimuka kalimat." I want to teach you some very important words. "Ihfazillah yahfazk." Remember Allah. Protect Allah's rights. Allah will protect you. "Ihfazillah tajidhu tujahak." Protect Allah's rights. Remember Allah, you will find Him always with you. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. If you need to ask anybody for anything, then ask Allah. وَإِذَا اسْتَأَنَتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. فَإِذَا اسْتَأَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. If you need to seek assistance from anyone, seek your assistance from Allah. وَأَلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. Know that if the entire world had to gather to benefit you, they will only be able to benefit you with that which God has written for you. وَإِنْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَدُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَدُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. And know that if the entire world gathered to harm you, they will only be able to harm you with that which God has written for you. Rufiyatil aqlam wa jaffatis suhuf. The pens have been lifted and the pages have been dried. Ihfazillah tajidhu amamak. Remember Allah, You will find him in front of you. Ta'arrafa ila Allah fi ar-rakha ya'rifuka fi shiddah. Remember Allah during times of ease. Allah will remember you in times of difficulty. Wa'alam anna ma akhta'aka lam yakun liyusibuk. Know that whatever has missed you was never meant to hit you. Wa ma asabak lam yakun liyukhdi'ak. And whatever has hit you was never meant to miss you. Wa'alam anna ma an-nasri wa'alam anna an-nasra ma as-sabr. Wa'alam anna an-nasra ma as-sabr. And know that Allah's assistance comes with patience. وَأَنَّ الْفَرَجِ مَا الْقَرَبُ. And that relief comes with hardships and with tragedies. وَأَنَّ مَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ. And with difficulty there comes ease. This is a very long narration, and there are so many lessons we can take from it. Really, this narration can be the foundation of our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this world. It's found mainly in the book of At-Tirmizi. You'll find the full narration in An-Nawawi's 40 Hadith, Hadith number 19. Abdullah ibn Abbas is telling us that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was just a child, Rasulullah sallam gave him advice which he remembered for the rest of his life. Advice which he lived by and which each and every one of us should live by. By the way, this book that we're referring to, the 40 Hadith of Imam Nawawi. Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah wanted to put together 40 Hadith that if you understood them and lived by them, you have the entire religion before you. So anybody who studies the 40 hadiths of An-Nawawi and makes them a part of his life, you have the entire religion summarized in these 40 hadiths. So every single one of these hadiths are crucial for study. So this hadith we're looking at is a crucial hadith for our relationship with our Creator. And it deals directly with this topic of where difficulty comes ease. And it gives us the solution for dealing with difficulty. And what is the solution? The solution is that we remember Allah at times of ease. You see, the word sabr, many of us have understood it in a very limited sense. We think sabr refers to patience at times of difficulty. The scholars of the past have mentioned that there are three types of sabr. Patience at the time of difficulty, resistance from committing sin, and consistency in doing the right thing. All of this is sabr. To wake up for Fajr requires sabr. To stay away from zina requires sabr. It's different types of sabr, but it's still categorized as sabr. And so the scholars say the hardest time for a person to make sabr is during times of ease. When you are rich and you have everything in this dunya that you want and you have everything at your disposal and you have access to haram, that is the hardest time to be a good Muslim. And that is why in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ta'arraf ila Allah fi ar-rakha ya'rifuka fi shiddah." If you remember Allah during the times of goodness, Allah will remember you in the times of difficulty. Because that's the real test. The real test of life is not to be patient when difficulty comes. Even people who don't believe in Allah, many of them are patient when difficulty comes. The real test of life is when you are facing the good life, when you have everything in this dunya that you want, and you still remember Allah. You still fear Allah. You still protect Allah's rights. You still obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do that, and then you will find Allah with you. Tajidhu tujahak, you will find him with you. Tajidhu amamak, you will find him in front of you. Meaning that if you remember Allah and you preserve the rights of Allah and you obey Allah during the good times, then when things go bad, Allah will be there for you and you will see his divine assistance in your life. You will experience the miraculous assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it starts by being good in the times of ease. And this is where many of us fall short. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even speaks about this in another verse of the Quran where he mentions that there are many people, when things go bad, when things go difficult, what do? They turn to Allah. And when things get easy, they forget about Allah. We don't want to be from those people. We need to be those people who always, always remember Allah. And if we do that, definitely Allah will be there for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, Rasulullah sallam in the same hadith, he gives us a few more tips for dealing with the difficulties of this world. Very beautiful tips. One of them is, know that if everybody in the world tried to benefit you, they can only benefit you with that which God has written for you. And if everybody in this world tries to harm you, they can only harm you with that which God has written for you. So we need to understand that whatever benefits or harm we face in this world, it's all from the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to move on to the next part of this hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us a very important principle which each of us need to keep before our minds whenever we are facing any calamity in life. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wa'alam anna ma akhta'aka lam yakun liyusibuk wa ma asabaka lam yakun liyukhdi'ak." Know that whatever has hit you, know that whatever has missed you was not meant to hit you. And whatever has hit you or afflicted you was not meant to miss you. Meaning that when it comes to the past, when it comes to anything which happened in the past, don't dwell on it. Don't think, why didn't I do this? If only I did that. You know, you don't think to yourself that if I did things differently, maybe things would have ended up differently. Don't burden your mind. Don't burden your mind with these worries about the past. Because whatever has happened was meant to happen. And whatever did not happen, you wanted to get married, you never get married to that specific person. It didn't happen. It was never meant to happen. This is something we need to be firm about. Why? Allah knows best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. He knows what was, what is, what will be, and even what will not be, what it would have been like if it had to be. Allah knows the future. If you look in Surah Kaf, which every one of us should be reciting every Friday, the story of Musa alayhi salam and Khizr alayhi salam, you see in that story how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved and protected people in ways which they thought was a problem, which they thought something was wrong. For example, Khizr and Musa, when they were on a ship, these poor people had given them a lift on their ship for free. And Khizr decided to make a hole in the ship. So Musa alayhi salam was angry about this. But later on, Khizr explained to him that there was a king who was confiscating and stealing people's ships. And so he made a hole in the ship. So these youngsters, these poor people were sitting and fixing their ship. And the king passed them by without stealing it. So the hole in the ship, which they had to sit and fix, had protected them from the king and from the ship getting stolen altogether. So the lesson we take from that is that even when the things go wrong in our lives, there is always some wisdom behind it. There's always some good behind it, even if we can't see it. That's the nature of this world. We need to put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows what is best for us. Whether it's dealing with debt, whether it's dealing with tragedy, whether it's dealing with loss of limb, loss of your job, loss of wealth, whatever it is, we need to have that firm conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, this only comes if we are there and we remember Allah during the times of ease. يَحْفَزِ اللَّهِ تَجِهُ أَمَامَكَ تَعْرَفْ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي الرَّخَاءِ يَعْرِفْكَ فِي الشِّدَّةِ. If you remember Allah, you will find Him in front of you. If you remember Allah in times of ease, you will find Him with you, remembering you in times of difficulty. The hadith ends on the same note as the verse that we are discussing. That wa'alam, no, anna nasra ma'a sabr. Allah's help only comes when you are patient. Allah's help only comes when you are patient. If you want Allah's help, we have to have sabr. And we say sabr does not only mean being patient with the difficulty, but it means consistency in doing what is right and resistance to evil, even at times of ease. Meaning, if we are always trying our best to be good Muslims, whether it's a difficult time or an easy time in our lives, we are always trying our best to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then know Allah's help will be there for you. وَأَنَّ الْفَرَجُ مَعَ الْقَرَبُ. This is another way of saying أَنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَ. Basically, it means that relief comes after affliction. If you are not afflicted with something, you cannot experience relief. Relief comes with affliction. They go hand in hand. Allah gives us afflictions so we can appreciate the relief and the periods of ease that come after it. وَأَنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. And know that with difficulty there is ease. Know that with difficulty there is ease. The exact same words used in the Quran in Surah Inshirah. That with the difficulty there is ease. Now, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ease? We know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to test us. And if He wanted to give us difficulty upon difficulty for the rest of our lives, you know, He is the creator, He can do what He wants. But He gives us ease, number one, as a mercy to us. Number two, out of love for us. Number three, so that we can rest and recharge and get ready to face the next test of life. Because life is an ongoing series of tests. And even the ease itself, as we had mentioned earlier, is a test. When you face the periods of ease, What do you find? You find it harder to do good deeds. You find it harder to wake up for Salatul Fajr. You find it harder to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly. Why? Because it's very easy to fall into laziness. And that's why in the same dua I mentioned in the previous episode, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, "A'udhu billahi min al-hammi wal-ghami." I seek protection in Allah from anxiety and depression. The next part of the hadith is, "Wal-kasli," and from laziness. In the same dua, he should seek protection from anxiety, depression and laziness as well. Why? Because laziness is what stops us from worshipping Allah properly. And this is why many of the scholars of Islam have said that overeating and oversleeping corrupt the heart. Overeating and oversleeping corrupt the heart. How many of us today are guilty of overeating and oversleeping, myself included? So, you know, we need to think about these things. We need to live our lives such that we are ready to face the tests of life. And we need to understand that with all these tests, there will always be periods of ease. You know, the word yusra is emphasized in this verse because the ease is what our mind should be focused on. Our minds should be focused on the periods of ease. Our mind should not be focused on the difficulties we are facing. When you are facing difficulties, think about the ease. Think about the ease that you felt in the past. Think about the good times Allah has given you. We spoke about this in Surah Duha as well. فَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. As for the bounties that Allah has given you, talk about it. So when Allah has given you good as well, talk about the good, it will help you to deal with the bad. You know, this is the philosophy or the psychology behind it. That when you are facing difficult times, when you are facing things which might be depressing, think about the easy times. Think about the good times. Think about all the things that Allah has blessed you with, and this will help you to overcome the difficulty. So keep these verses in front of you whenever you are facing the trials of life, and make it your motto that I know after this difficulty there will come ease. Allah has promised it. So I will not give up. And this is why suicide is haram in Islam, because it means that you have given up on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means that you have felt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can't assist you any further. Now Allah knows best, everyone's case is different and individual, but that's the general ruling, right? That's the general ruling on that issue. Now why does Allah mention this verse twice in a row? فَإِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَى إِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَى. What's the reason for mentioning it twice? Some of the scholars like Imam Ash-Shawkani have mentioned that it's because you face two eases and one difficulty, right? For every one difficulty, there are two periods of ease. Some of the scholars went on to explain that it's referring to the ease before the difficulty and the ease after it. That yes, you are in a difficulty now, but before this, you are in a period of ease. And after this, you will be in a period of ease. So the difficulty is sandwiched between two periods of ease. So it's okay, you can get through it, you can manage it. It could also be referring to two eases in terms of this life and the next life. That don't worry if you're facing difficulty now. After this difficulty in this world, you will find relief and ease. And in the next world, in paradise, even more so. Because that's where our mind should be focused, on paradise, not on this world. You know, if we make the akhirah our goal, we can get through anything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, there's a story that happened in the time of Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah, where he was imprisoned by the Abbasids for disagreeing with them. You know, they were promoting an incorrect belief, and Ahmad ibn Hanbal had disagreed with it. And so they had imprisoned him, and they were lashing him, and you know, it was very torturous punishment they were putting him through. So in the prison, Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah, he met an alcoholic. This alcoholic was always being imprisoned and lashed for drinking alcohol. So the alcoholic told Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal that if I can take this lashing for the sake of my love of alcohol, you should be able to take it even more so for the sake of the love of your of Allah. And this really affected Ahmad ibn Hanbal, because he was right that, you know, if someone who loves something haram can take lashing just to be with it, then what about our love of Allah? How much more we should be willing to take for our love of Allah? How much more of the difficulties of this life should we be willing to go through for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We should remember that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that when Allah loves somebody, He sends them tests. When Allah loves somebody, He sends them tests. You know, this gives us the complete opposite understanding of the test of life as many of us have. Many of us seem to think that when Allah sends difficulties in our lives, it's a punishment. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends difficulties in our lives, it's, you know, to burden us or to make things difficult for us or because he doesn't like us or because we've been punished or because we're bad people. But this is not what the Quran and Sunnah teach us. Rasulullah ﷺ said that when Allah loves someone, he sends them tests. And he also said the most severely tested people are the prophets. And then those closest to them in piety. And then those close to them in piety. That's why when you meet people who are righteous Muslims, you wonder, why are they facing such a hard life? You know, many people wrongly think that they're facing hard lives because they're hypocrites or because they're insincere. Or maybe now it's because Islam isn't true or whatever other satanic thoughts shaitan might put into our heads. Reality is they are facing the difficulties because Allah has chosen them. And Allah knows that they are the strongest believers of their time. And they are the ones who can get through that difficulty. This is what's really going on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends us difficulties for a variety of reasons. One of the reasons being is that it makes us stronger and better people. Think about it. Think about anyone in this world who has faced difficulty. You will find, you know, any story you read of any hero throughout the history of this world, anyone who has become famous, the entire story is just about overcoming trial after trial, overcoming difficulty after difficulty. Why? Because that's what makes you a stronger person. That's what makes you a better person. That's what makes you rise up above others. So Allah purposely sent these people these difficulties to put them on another level altogether. This is part of Allah's mercy to them. That's why we find in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, he faced difficulty upon difficulty. First being thrown in the well by his brother, then being taken away to the strange land as a slave, then being seduced, then being imprisoned, all to become the right-hand man of the king. It all was building up to that point. It all was a training for him to be, you know, the righteous ruler that he would be. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who faced more difficulty than him? Nobody. So how can we say that difficulties in this life is a punishment if the person who faced the most difficulties in this world was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Rather, we understand that the closer you are to Allah, the more difficulties you face. And it's okay. It's okay because you've got paradise in return. You get paradise in return for it. So some of the scholars have said the reason why this is repeated is because of love from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of love for us, he's telling us, don't worry. Don't worry. You're going to face ease. You're going to face twice the amount of ease as you are facing difficulty. So hang on. And the ease will come from places we don't expect. This is mentioned in another surah of the Quran, Surah Talaq. It's very interesting that it's mentioned in Surah Talaq. You know, the verse in the Quran, in Surah Talaq, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Verses 2 and 3 of Surah Talaq. Whoever fears Allah, whoever has taqwa of Allah, he will make a way out for him and will provide for him from where he never expected. Subhanallah, in my own life, I have felt this verse so many times where things were going wrong and help came from the place I never dreamt of. You know, the one person you expect not to help you ends up being the one person who helps you. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for anybody who is experiencing divorce, you know, it should come as a consolement to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning this verse in verse 2 and 3 of Surah Talaq, just after mentioning the laws of Talaq. Why? To let you know that don't worry. Don't worry, maybe the marriage never work out. But if you have taqwa of Allah, if you handle the divorce and what comes after it with fear of Allah, with taqwa, with righteousness, then Allah will provide for you from where you did not expect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide you with, you know, something even better. Something even better. When you lose your spouse, even if it's not divorce, even if it's the death of your spouse, if you face it with righteousness and patience, Allah can provide you with even better. A beautiful story regarding this is regarding the story of Umm Salama radiallahu anha. Umm Salama is a very long story, but I'm just going to go into the main point. She and her husband Abu Salama were very close. They were both from Makkah. They both had made the hijrah to Medina. They were a very loving couple. And, you know, one of the most saddest part was when he made hijrah to Medina and had to leave her behind in Makkah, and the disbelievers had taken their child and the amount of difficulty they went through. But subhanAllah, after everything they went through together, when they were living in Medina, in one of the battles, Abu Salama had passed away. And Umm Salama was now left as a single mother with all her children, having lost the one man she loves most in this world. And I think many sisters can relate to this story. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught her a dua. The dua that we all should make when we face such difficulties. That, O Allah, provide me with that which is better than which you have taken from me. O Allah, provide me with that which is better than that which you have taken from me. So she started to make this dua. But she said every time she made this dua, she think to herself, who could possibly be better than Abu Salama? You know, she loved him so much. And she couldn't understand who could possibly be better than Abu Salama. But Allah provided her from where she did not expect. A few months later, she got a marriage proposal from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. He came to her and he proposed to her. And she said, "Oh Rasulullah, I am an elderly woman. And I have a very jealous nature, and you have many wives. And I have a lot of children." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam very beautifully replied, "I am just as old as you. And, you know, may Allah remove your jealousy from your heart." And he said, "Your children are my children." What a beautiful statement. But imagine if men today could be like this, to tell a widow or a divorcee that your children are my children, and then to love and to follow this and to treat them as such. You know, unfortunately, this is another sunnah which has been lost. We emphasize so much the external sunnahs, but the sunnahs of looking after the widows and the divorcees and the orphans, this is something which really needs to be revived. And so Umm Salama ended up marrying Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and becoming for Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the mothers of the believers. She ended up becoming the woman who narrated the most hadith after Aisha radhiyallahu anha, and one of the greatest scholars of Islam. And it all started with the death of her husband and her patience in dealing with his death. When her husband passed away, she did not fight with Allah. She did not get angry. Rather, she made dua. She put her trust in Allah, and Allah provided her from where she did not expect. After the difficulty of dealing with the death of her husband, came the ease of being the wife of the greatest man to ever walk the face of this earth. And this is why we say, and we are guaranteed this, and we believe this with 100% conviction, that with difficulty, there is ease. Definitely with difficulty, there is ease. And whoever fears Allah, Allah will make for them a way out and provide for them from where they never expected it. It didn't only happen to Umm Salama. It happened to so many other people throughout our history. When they were looking for help, when they were looking for assistance, Allah provided them from where they did not expect. So my beloved brothers and sisters who are listening, whatever it is you are going through in life, the solution is simple. The solution is found in the hadith we mentioned. Hadith number 19 of An-Nawawi's 40 hadith. I'm going to repeat the hadith in total to close off the program, because this hadith is one we all should memorize, understand, and apply to our lives. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Abdullah ibn Abbas, "Ya ghulam, inni a'allimuka kalimat." Oh young man, I will teach you some words, some important words. Ihfazillah yahfazk. Remember Allah. Fulfill Allah's rights. Allah will fulfill your rights. Ihfazillah tajidhu tujahak. Fulfill Allah's rights, you will find him in front of you. Iza sa'alta fas'alillah. If you need to ask anybody for anything, ask Allah. Wa iza sta'anta fasta'in billah. If you need help, ask Allah for help. Wa'alam anna al-ummata law ijtama'at ala an yanfa'uka bi shay'in lam yanfa'uka illa bi shay'in qad katabahu Allah lak. Know that if the entire world had to gather to benefit you with something, they will not be able to benefit you except with that which Allah has written for you. وَإِنْ اجْتَمَوْا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَدُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ. And if the entire world had to gather to harm you with anything, لَمْ يَدُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. They will never be able to harm you except with that which Allah has written for you. رُفْيَةِ الْأَقْلَامِ وَجَفَّةِ الصُّحُفِ. The pens have been raised and the ink has dried, meaning from the books of Qadr, from our destiny. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also reminds us in this hadith, Ihfazillah tajidhu amamak. Fulfill Allah's rights, you will find him in front of you. Ta'arraf ilallah fi rakha, ya'arifka fi shidda. If you remember Allah at times of ease, Allah will remember you at times of difficulty. Wa'alam anna ma akhta'aka lam yakul yusibak. Know that whatever has missed you was never meant to hit you. That marriage proposal that missed you, that child that you didn't get, was never meant. We have to accept taqdeer and move on. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُكْتِبُكَ. And whatever hit you and afflicted you was never meant to miss you. You lost your job, you lost some wealth, you lost a family member. It was meant to happen. It was never going to not happen. It was always going to happen. So don't dwell on the past. Let's move on and focus on the future, on the akhirah. وَأَلَمْ أَنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ. Know that Allah's assistance comes with patience, with sabr. وَأَنَّ الْفَرَجَ مَعَ الْقَرْبِ. And know that relief comes only after difficulties and after affliction. وَأَنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. And only with difficulty there comes ease. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who understand these verses and these hadiths, and to make them the very way of life that we live. That we live our lives with this before us. That we understand if we want Allah's help, we need to always be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of ease and difficulty. If we are always obeying Allah, if we are always patient, if we are always fearing Allah and have taqwa, then Allah will provide for us from where we did not expect. This is the promise of Allah. He fulfilled it with the people of the past. He fulfilled it with the people today. And He can fulfill it with you too if we fear Allah and are patient at times of difficulty. We still haven't completed the tafsir of the surah. We have two more verses to look at. Inshallah, we will do the tafsir of the last two verses of the surah next week, where we will look at verses 7 and 8. فَإِذَا فَرَّغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. When you have completed your duties, then worship Allah more. وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. And turn all of your attention and your goals and your purpose towards your Lord, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two very powerful verses about the purpose of life and what we need to be doing with our time. We will go into a detailed tafsir of these two verses next week, inshallah. We ask Allah to make us all from those who are optimistic and who have full tawakkul in Him at times of difficulty, and to be from those who remember Him and worship Him at times of ease as well. And to make the Quran the light of our hearts and that which is the very foundation of our lives and our way of life and our actions. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.